Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Talking some Penn State football with you for about the next hour or so. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle here with me. We are going to get started here in just a moment looking at some recruiting storylines. Greg has a few prospects in mind that Penn State can benefit the most by getting them on campus for all kinds of different reasons. Guys who are at points in their recruitment where it might even be a need more than a luxury to get these guys and make sure that they have a really good official visit whenever they do take it, if they can get them on campus. So we'll look at that shortly. We'll look at more a little bit more recruiting just since James Franklin arrived at Penn State in 2014. The defensive tackle position is the one that we're going to get to. It's part of a series we're looking at. Just some trends and whether they're looking up and what the position looks like in 2018. Ask Greg. We'll take some Penn State football and probably some recruiting questions from you guys for that coming up a little bit later. And we'll talk some Penn State wrestling with Brandon Pelter. To round out the show, NCAAs start this weekend, the biggest weekend of the year in wrestling. So we'll talk with Brandon about where Penn State guys are positioned in their respective brackets. But first, Greg, I want to talk some recruiting. And we usually start off this these shows with some recruiting talk. And, you know, we're hitting this point now where spring practice is on the horizon. So visits will be key. They'll be ramped up. They'll want to come and check out practice. They'll want to come out and check out, you know, the campus with some football to it. You know, it's been a little bit slow, a little bit quiet.
Yep.
You know, Penn State just 2 commitments in the 19 class. We're not sure how many commitments they can take. And so there's different reasons why it's been a little bit of a slow go, but we'll see. You got 7 guys. You want to see them get on campus if you think they have a shot. And we'll start with the highest profile player of them all, Zach Harrison, a defensive end, just an absolute monster. He's been on campus a few times already, and I think he's hinted that he enjoys Penn State. But the problem here is that he's so good at 6'6", 240, a 5-star. He's from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And can you go into Ohio State's backyard and get a guy out? It doesn't happen very often. Penn State's won some head-to-head battles with Ohio State, but I'm not sure if it's quite like this one.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, this is a guy that tops pretty much all boards when you look at defensive end recruiting rankings in the class of 2019. He's a top 5 prospect in the country, regardless of position. He's really, really good. And he's a guy that you're going to see visit a number of schools. Ohio State is in play. And probably the favorite, bar none, at this point in time. But I'm not sure he's the kind of kid that has got to go to Ohio State. You know, there's some Ohio kids that they're not going anywhere but Ohio State. I'm not sure he's that kind of guy. But I did think the visit that he made last year to campus was encouraging. He's claiming that he might make an official visit between April 1st and June 26th. We'll see. If he does, Dustin, Penn State's right in the thick of things. If he doesn't, forget about it. So that's one of the reasons he was on the list of guys to get to campus. Simply put, I just think that I thought Jaywan Sider, or maybe it was David Corley, I can't recall, but one of them said, I think it was Sider, he said, if you don't host a kid, you're probably not going to get him. And that's true now more than ever with the official visits coming earlier than ever before. So I just think that when you look at Harrison, he's the kind of guy that Penn State's certainly in play for because of their success over the last few years and because of how good their coaching staff is. But Penn State has to get him to campus to have a shot at getting him on board.
I think that's 100% true, and it's one of the reasons why we've, you know, in the context of this going into the South and Florida and Georgia and Alabama, wherever, and getting them on campus is a huge variable. Yep. It's how you know interest is legitimate or not, and whether that's on their own dime or not. Getting them on campus is a must, I think, with Harrison. You'll get a feel if he's really interested in Penn State, if Penn State really has a shot, he will be back.
Yep.
Devin Ford, the running back from Virginia, a 4-star from North Stafford, same high school as Nana Sidhu, the 2018 offensive tackle, who will be getting to Penn State in June. I really thought you know, early on that Devin Ford was the next guy, the next guy out. You go from Barkley to Sanders. Last year, Ricky Slade, they've got a pretty good pipeline and a pretty good system of getting running backs in. I thought Ford was the next guy for sure. Now, coming off his last unofficial, I got a feeling that he was a little lukewarm about Penn State. I think that, you know, getting him on campus, again, obviously is key. Making sure that his visit, which he described as quote-unquote pretty good, will have to be more like great the next time around.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting because the Nana Asidu connection is certainly notable and certainly will not hurt Penn State. The fact that Ford's been recruited by Penn State for a long time certainly isn't going to hurt matters, so on and so forth, with the relationship that Penn State has with the coaching staff down there. But again, I just don't think that it's a guarantee that all of those things are going to lead him to Penn State. He'll be back for an official visit soon. I like Penn State's chances here. I would say they have an above-average chance to get him, but Virginia Tech's a sneaky player and all that stuff, and they're a nearby school. They've been recruiting him hard and for a long time as well, so I don't think you can rule them out either.
Marquise Wilson, a four-star from Connecticut. I think that's interesting, the role that Connecticut may or may not play in Penn State's recruiting class this year. You've got some rare and New England as a whole, before they lost a safety to the state of Texas, who we will touch on shortly. There are a few players from Connecticut that if Pennsylvania is down, Connecticut is a state where Penn State, it should be a real player there. And for the most part, you know, Will Levis, for example, from the 18 class, the quarterback, is a good example. For the most part, they are.
Yeah.
But I look at, you know, Christian Wilkins as the Connecticut player
right.
who got away.
Yes. No, no question about it. I mean, that's still a bit of a blow to Penn State, I think, all these years later. But, yeah, so Marquise Wilson, you look at him, he's a guy that, you know, if Penn State doesn't get him on campus, I don't think it's the end of the world, because he's a local guy that's been to campus plenty. The one thing that concerns me, though, is that Tennessee, Alabama, and Florida have all jumped into the mix. I think Florida State may have just offered recently as well. This is a guy that continues to get more and more interest, Dustin, which is why it's always good. Get him back to campus as soon as you can. Remind him of why you offered first and what he liked about your program that made you a leader in his recruitment first, and then hope that pieces fall into place. So Lions in good shape with him. We've seen the kind of guys they like to recruit in the defensive backfield. I think he's a safety at the next level, 6 foot, about 180. He could play corner as well. They could move him around a little bit. Intriguing prospect, though. That's why all these big schools keep calling for a kid from Connecticut.
You just hope when you're a team, and I got to think that your Connecticut's and UMass's and even Boston College, they're just hoping to keep a lid on some of these high-profile guys, because once they go national, once the secret's out, it's hard to keep them in there. And so Penn State, like you said, you have to remind them. You have to, you know, lean on the fact that you were in there before all the front runners got involved, and hope that that's enough. Talking Penn State recruiting here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Guys that Penn State needs to get on campus in the 19 class if they want to really have a shot to add them. Jaleel Billingsley is a name that you first mentioned here on the show a couple weeks ago, I think. Uh-huh. He's a tight end from Chicago. 6'5", 225. Ohio State offered less than a week ago now, and I think they moved sort of towards the top of the list. The big question for Penn State is, can you get him from the Midwest to the East Coast, not just for a visit, but for a commitment? I think it all starts with that visit, and if you want to have a shot to, you know, fight off Ohio State for him, you got to get him there, and you got to reinforce what he might like about the program.
Yeah, no question about it. I think that, again, the Ohio State offer that came for him recently, I think really probably shook things up. You saw his 247 Sports crystal ball really flip completely towards Ohio State. So I don't know. Get him on campus. It's really the only thing you can do is get him on campus and hope for the best. And I think that at this point in time, Dustin, probably Ohio State leads, but keep in mind, this kid paid his way to come to State College just a few weeks ago. So I don't think Penn State's out of it by any stretch of the imagination. They just have more competition at this point. I think the selling point will be that, hey, we have some tight ends that are older that will be leaving soon. We did just bring in two guys, but you're the only guy we're looking at in the cycle at that position.
I don't think Penn State's out of it with a lot of prospects ever.
No,
really.
Right.
And,
agreed.
I think everybody loves the 18 class, and it's clearly the Penn State's best ever. And I think people are wondering why it's a slow go so far. And we've discussed the factors for that ad nauseum. But I think Penn State, as quiet as they might be now, they're going to make some noise. And whether it's Jahlil Billingsley or somebody else, they're gonna get in on some guys, and they're going to get their 4 stars and 5 stars. I think it's just a fact by now. I don't think there's any reason to doubt that, no matter how, you know, quote unquote, slow the 19 classes to come together.
Yeah, and I mean, just to hit on that quick, I just think that when you look at the slowness, I guess you could say, of this class coming together, I just think that it's the problem is not only Penn State. The problem is across the board, because you have, Dustin, all these different kids waiting for unofficial or official visits rather to come, because you get kids in the past that would decide in February and March. Well, now they're saying, well, I'll just wait 2 months, take all my official visits, and then decide. So you can't blame the kids, but they're across the board. I don't know this for a fact, but just looking at the 247 Sports class rankings, I get the impression that numbers of commitments are down across the board, across the country. Penn State might be a little bit lower than most, but that doesn't mean they're out of the norm when it comes to a slow start to the 2019 class.
Never mind the fact that things happen in spurts, and it really just takes one big visit weekend to change that 2 to a 4 or 5. So right. I wouldn't get too concerned about it. Another Connecticut prospect. I'm going to try to pronounce his name. He's a quarterback, Tyson Fomachan. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, it's close enough.
He's a 4-star whose recruitment also has gone national, a little bit more so, I think, than Marquise Wilson, the defensive back. So you see, I think Florida State is one that's in on him more recently. Penn State, can they go 2 for 2? Can they get a second quarterback? You know, and the last quarterback that they got signed was Will Levis from the state of Connecticut. Can they do it again? Will a guy like this be interested in being the second quarterback in the class? I don't know. There's a lot of questions. Makes me believe that Penn State may not be a factor here.
The one thing I don't know, Dustin, is who his other favorites are and what their quarterback situation is like. That's one thing we're going to have to watch closely over the next few weeks, because I think we'll get a pretty good answer as to whether Penn State is going to be involved or not. If other schools that he's looking at also have a quarterback in the class already, but it's tough. Once you get your first one in, it's really difficult to convince a second one to come.
Boy, I have to think, so the 19 the 19 class, if you're looking at depth charts and you're using that as criteria for whether you pick a score or not, you know Trace McSorley's moving on after 18. You know a worst-case scenario, Tommy Stevens is moving on after 19, when you probably wouldn't be playing anyway.
Right.
Then nobody knows anything about the rest of the quarterbacks. Who knows what Penn State has?
Yes, exactly.
You might think they like, but everybody's got quarterbacks. I have to think that if this class, in terms of where it fits in the depth chart, you might just have a shot to get a second one. Two other names, Lewis Sine, the safety who moved from Massachusetts to Texas. I wonder if distance it becomes
Penn State's
enemy, not a friend, and that's why there. Tyler Rudolph, another Connecticut kid, another versatile defensive back Florida just offered. Got to get him on campus too, because his offer sheet is probably likely to grow even more and maybe have a more national feel. These Connecticut kids, can Penn State do the job, keep them from going national? We'll find out soon. We're going to continue our look at Penn State recruiting after this quick break. We're going to look at defensive tackle recruiting, the trends that you must know. Stick around. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.